Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks, powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. I'm Mary Jane Gibson, and I'm here with Will Reed, founder and CEO of Canna Planners.
Wow, lucky me.
I couldn't be more delighted.
You're blushing. Stop it.
You stop.
Are we being a thing?
Oh my
you
God.
Have a wedding ring on, girl. Chill
I do
out.
Not. That if I'm not, I'm very single. We could get into that off pod.
Yes.
Yes. When you sat down, I said you have one of the coolest names I've ever heard.
And I've never heard that in my life. Like, people have always, it's such a basic name. It's two words, right? It's, you know, actual words. So my whole life I've heard Will can't read or I will read, just like the dumbest takes. But I appreciate that. That's awesome. I love hearing it. Thank you. My full name
yes.
is William Prescott Reed, which is the most Anglo name maybe... At least in Nevada, but you know.
It sounds like you maybe played lacrosse.
I didn't, but I did play club rugby, which is like the big guy version of lacrosse.
Yeah. Yes, yes, like, same.
Yeah, I did go to prep school for so.
But I mean, Will Reed, I can't believe you've never heard that's the coolest.
No, thing. I love it though.
It's an action.
It is an action.
And
it is, yeah.
I can't believe that people aren't just, you know, excited by you.
Listen, if all I get is Mary Jane digs my name, like if that's all that comes out of this podcast in this entire week, I'm good. You've done it for me.
Well, I'm delighted to sit down with you and talk about Canna Planners,
right.
What you do, why you're here at MJ Biz.
Who knows? I don't even know. Why are any of us here? Let's really get into it. Why are any of us here? We're all just little pits of carbon floating on a rock, hurtling through space at millions of miles an hour towards our infinite demise.
Yeah.
So I'm just stoked that I am here. I don't know why I'm here, but...
Well, how did you get here? Let's start with that.
Let's do it. I took a plane. So I drove to the airport. No, I'm totally messing with you. I'm sorry. I'll take this a little bit more seriously.
You don't have to.
I have been coming here since, like, I think 2017.
Okay.
So Canna Planners has exhibited here. I remember the first time I came here was the first time I ever came to Vegas, and I stayed at the Westgate, and I didn't know how big this was, and I FedExed my stuff to the hotel, just thinking, oh, it's in the, you know, I'd done this a couple times before, and like the hotel, it's just like, you know, a 1 minute walk to the convention hall, and no, it's like a 45 minute walk, and I'm carrying my booth, like, and I get here, and I'm completely like just anyway. So I've been coming here for a while, and I've seen it grow, and maybe even shrink a little bit over the last couple of years. I'm psyched to see it. It looks like it's kind of back into a growth stage, which is great. But I thought, like, for me, because I'm an East Coast guy, trying to establish my company, my brand, as wide as I can was imperative to like the very early days of starting this company. Like, I couldn't afford to come here. Like, I think I took out a credit card just to come here.
But this was in 2017.
This is back then, yeah. So, like, I took on debt to come to this conference, like, at that original time. And I was probably, like, 18 months into starting Canna Planners. And I was like, I got to go out to Vegas and go to this show and try to start my business. I can remember that first show, like, vividly. And there were so many people here. It was just, like, a different time, you know? Like, the West was, like, popping off in certain areas a little more quickly than back east. So there's a lot of people here. And I can remember those early days, like I'd leave and my hand would be achy. I would be hoarse because I'd be talking the whole day. And I'd pitch to like, sorry, you're probably getting all of this jingling from my thing. You know, I'd pitch like 20 people at a time and be like, all right, step right up.
Okay, and what was your pitch? Because we don't know what Canna Planners is.
Yeah, let's do it.
Beyond it being, I know it's a creative and digital marketing agency.
Well, that's it. That's the pitch. You did it, Mary.
One.
Yeah, so we're a creative and digital marketing agency.
What does that mean? I mean, you know, yeah. I don't really know what that
means. I totally. So we stick to a couple lanes. Like when you hear digital marketing, it's like a wheel with like a billion spokes on it. So we stick to a couple very specific lanes, and that's because of skill set and also cannabis and regulation. So like not going too outside of our lanes was important because it wouldn't kind of diminish the work we were doing in those lanes. So we do a couple things. We're a creative agency, so that means we do creative things like build brands. Since those early days, we've probably built close to like 300-ish cannabis companies, brands. So what their creative looks like, their logos, their imaging, their packaging, all the cool stuff that actually, you know, triggers that cool response in the manigula of the customer, you know, their brain. and forces them to buy the product. So we'd make things look cool.
Sounds nefarious.
No, it's just we make things look cool.
Yeah.
Those are the
days. The Mad Men of weed, essentially, is what you're saying.
I mean, kind of in the digital age. Yeah, we're making things look cool. We're trying to, you know, make them marketable to customers. We're trying to build brands for our customers. We get those brands online. We integrate with tech stack like Dutchy or Jane or AIQ, like, you know, the big guys to get their menus on their websites. But really, our main goal on the digital side is awareness and loyalty, right? And in the middle of that is like the brand and the website that we built. So the awareness just happens through SEO. And you're hearing probably a lot about SEO these days, like especially with the, you know, just like the boom of AI. And I see the headline, like SEO is dead.
It's changed so much. Well, because of ChatGPT, right? And that's how people are finding information.
Totally. Right. So we can talk about that and kind of the bullshit around that. But so we're managing SEO and driving awareness to these brands because they're all new startups. They're all new companies. No one knows what they do except for weed. Right. So we're building awareness around those brands so people can find them. And then once a transaction happens, we're talking to them through SMS or email or something to encourage them to come back. So that's the loyalty side of it. So you build awareness through building something meaningful and cool that looks awesome and provokes some response from an end user. And then you just massage that through just talking to the customers all the time.
So I have a cannabis brand. I come to you. I say I have this amazing flower that I grew and it's, you know, it's I grew it under the moon in the woods because I'm a woodsy person who loves this kind of thing. And then you build an entire story for me around that.
Okay. So this is it. I like the way that you positioned this. So you're a founder of this cannabis company that lives out in the woods and does this very specific thing around the cannabis. That's important to you. Right? It's part of the story, but that's more important to you than it probably is to the initial kind of decision-making process a customer would go through before they go into that, right? So like the fact that you did something cool and you're like, you know, no-till and I'm organic and whatever, whatever, like that stuff may actually impact the story once the awareness initially happens. They're like, oh, I heard about this brand, right? I heard about Mary Jane's weed brand. Let me look into it. Oh, she lives out in the woods and she grows by moonlight and, you know, harvests water from some mountain stream, like whatever it is. Like, that's cool. Those are like validating kind of parts of the storytelling. So in the initial side of it, I would be more interested in for sure the products you're creating, right? But also a big thing that like one big thing that we constantly are talking to our customers about are what's called customer personas. So when you'd come to me and you're like, hey, Will, can you build something for my, you know, full moon, running with the wolves, whatever, cannabis brand? And I'd be, yes, but I'd say, who is your customer? And the amount of times, and you said it in your pitch. You actually said this in your pitch, which is you said something along the lines of, I want to, you know, I'm selling weed, right? That's not what you're doing.
Okay.
Right? You're selling an experience around weed, but you have to figure out what that experience is. So in order to do that, you have to know what the experience needs to be for the person you want to sell your products to.
Yeah.
So the first thing I'd say is, all right, Mary Jane, like, who are your customers? And you'll say something along the lines of, duh, Will, people who smoke pot. And I'd be like, duh, Mary Jane, but let's get a little deeper than that, right?
Yeah.
So we'd go a little...
Feral women?
It's feral women. It's whoever it is. It's whatever demographic. And then we create stories around that. So I can give you an example, like with Cannaplanters, because we did this in the beginning and then we did it again a couple years ago. So we sell products to a couple different people. Marketing people. Like marketing directors, maybe founders and owners, maybe consultants who, like lawyers or something, who bring us their customers. So we create personas for all of those people and we give them stupid names, like actually. So a dispensary owner, that's Dispensary Dan. Okay. We got Marketing Mary. We got Lawyer Larry or Consultant Carl. Okay. And now I'm developing a story around who is this person trying to engage with? What are their problems? Right. Because I want to, when I'm talking to a customer, whether I'm selling them a website or whether I'm going to sell them a pre-roll, like I want to know the problem that I'm solving for them. And it could be a lifestyle thing for a brand. It could be any number of things, but that's what we would try to figure out. And then the storytelling happens around that. And the fluff of, you know, no-till, organic, like whatever, make I think is special as the company owner. We then, like, that's some of the validating parts of that storytelling.
That's...
And then we paint a picture around it. And then we're like, okay, we kind of understand you. And we sometimes we ask, like, they're not silly. They're specific. But, like, okay, personify your company, right? Think of your company as a you know, your teenage kid or whatever. What music is that kid listening to? What art is that kid interested in? What TV does that kid watch? It has nothing to do with you. I mean, it does.
Yeah.
But it's not you we're trying to... associate a person. You've already got a personality. We're trying to associate a personality to this thing that doesn't exist. And in order to do that, we want to add personable qualities to it and understand it like that. So it's like, who is this guy? Who is this chick? You know, like, let's figure it out. And then we'll dress her up, make her look super cool, like, give her a message.
Has there been a time with Canna Planners that you've had to say no to someone, that you've had to actually, like, redirect them or turn them down from?
Lots of time.
Okay, interesting. What does that look like? When do you have to sort of say, no, this can't work?
If our values don't align, which is a corporate way of saying, if a person's an asshole, I don't work with them.
The no asshole rule.
It's a no asshole rule. And that's kind of, you know, one of the beauties of, and quite frankly, it wasn't obviously not a huge motivator. It's something I thought about when I started my company. It's like, oh, I don't have to talk to people that I don't care about anymore. Or people who aren't, I don't align with, or who don't share my values or whatever. So we have proactively not taken certain sales calls because we know a reputation or something like that, and it just doesn't align. There's been times where customers...
Can I just interject and say...
Yeah, like... interject, please. I'm putting together diplomatic words that don't sound like I'm...
Say that it, like, that aligns really nicely with the cannabis community and cannabis culture, as opposed to the cannabis corporate world is, you know, it all used to be handshake deals with people that you trusted.
Yeah.
And since it has moved from a movement into, you know, more of a business, I think we've lost a lot of that. So it's really nice to hear you're saying, no, we actually just do business with the people that we like, that we feel like it's... The word aligned is, you know, the sort of, like...
It's just your gut feeling. Like, you know, like, there's people you just don't want to be around, and there's people that you desperately want to be around.
Uh-huh.
And it's a bit of an energy feel. And, like, part of the culture I hope I'm building at Canna Planners as I, like, continue hiring people and doing things like that is kind of that. Is, like, we, in order to, like, build... We're all building brands. Every single car, I don't care. This industry is a startup. So, like, no one here is established. They may look like they got lots of money, and some of them do, but none of them are established. Not a single company in this building is a Nike or an Apple or, you know, whatever. Like, fill in the blank. We're not there yet.
Right.
We will be, and I hope Canna Planners builds that brand. I think we will. But the beauty, like, what I was getting to is, like, I'm trying to build a culture around, you know, being supportive, and I don't want my employees to feel like they're doing something they don't want to do, right? And I'm the initial, I do the sniff test,
yeah,
right? And my sales team does a sniff test, right? And we just kind of feel out people, and most, like, I would say 99.9% of the people we work with are 100% of the people we work with are amazing, but, like, 99.9% of those who come to us through, like, sales discovery, like, they're awesome. And there's just that couple of outliers that are like, yeah, I don't think we're going to work together.
It sounds like you're not just offering people a seat at the table. You're inviting them to build the table with you.
I want them to feel, and I hate using words like this because they're so, like, blah, but, like, I do want them to feel empowered when they come to work, because I have been an employee in my lifetime many, many times. And I've done that trope of looking at myself in the mirror, brushing my teeth, being like, God, fuck, I do not want to go to work today. I hate this place. And I do not want to, that's not the company I'm building. I want the opposite to happen, where people wake up a little earlier and brush their teeth a little faster and happier. And, like, I can't wait to go to work because I work with really cool people at work, and I get to help really cool people build their business.
And you said you're hiring?
We're always hiring. I think we hired, like, maybe, we grew our headcount by about 40% this year.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Well, how do people find you if they want to work for you or with you?
I mean, LinkedIn, we're pretty active on LinkedIn.
Is that just LinkedIn Canna Planners?
Probably. Yeah, that sounds right.
You have to know to find you.
I do know. It's definitely LinkedIn / Canna Planners. But yeah, I would say we're active on LinkedIn. We're posting there. We receive our biggest area of kind of employment growth is in the digital marketing sector. And that specifically like SEO, like the people doing the month-to-month work for our customers. So it's SEO and retention marketing. We're hiring SEO specialists like one or two a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It's wild.
I'm happy to hear it.
Thank you. It's just reflecting back on how we started this, was like, I remember walking through the Westgate Hotel, sweating through my clothes and being like, bah. And now I'm like, I look back. So, and I had fun then, but I look back in that and be like, I'm really glad I made that decision. Like, one thing, again, this is one of those like totally foundry entrepreneurial like buzzy bullshit things, but like the ability to kind of say fuck you fear and like do something like, I guess I'm going to go to Vegas and like do this thing I've never done before, and like whatever happens happens, and probably I'll fail, but if I don't, wouldn't that be neat, right? And that's like a decision that is so hard for like basically every human to make, what at whatever level. Like, fear keeps us locked into a certain place. Like, it keeps us complacent. And I think, like, if you can just kind of, like, flick that fear a little, you don't have to, like, destroy it. You don't have to, like, totally win over it. But if you just, like, kind of flick it in the ear every once in a while and, like, do something that sounds scary on paper that, like, maybe you yesterday wouldn't have done, I think you'll be a better person. And maybe you'll grow a cool company.
Phenomenal. Bet on yourself.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sitting down with me to talk. Will Reed.
My pleasure.
Of Canna Planners. Thank you all for tuning into another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks, powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. Please hit that like and subscribe to the podcast and follow us at Canna Tech Today.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
We did it.